Gonna read with us this morning. Gonna read some out of the book of Isaiah, the first chapter. First chapter. We'll probably start with the first verse. Appreciate the privilege and opportunity to be here this morning. I do appreciate what part's been made to feel, appreciate the songs, and everything's been said. I know that some of the testimonies has done been had. It's It takes prayer. And then it takes some more prayer. Brother Robert said something about some of those that he brought back his remembrance, that they just held on. How true it is. And how we need to hold on. There's not anything you... some of them made mention about some of the younger ones, and you need to heed what you've heard this morning. This world don't hold the answer. It looks like it. Looks pretty good. Smells pretty good. You'll get to thinking in your mind that it is good, that it's right. But you'll find out. Mike sung that song. He took my heart, he took my soul, and he took my mind. I've said this many a time, and I, Lord willing, one day, we'll get to preach on the mind. Yeah. Isaiah, the first chapter. I don't know, I'm honest this morning. I don't know what we'll do. We get twixt and between sometimes and don't know whether to keep going or stop and what have you. This is where we're going to start. So you pray for us. You know the Lord's not against us. He's for us. He's not our enemy. Never has been. I read this morning out of the 26, 7, 8, Deuteronomy, And they were things that the Lord expected out of the children of Israel. He gave them some commandments, and he expected them to follow those commandments. And he told them, and I told the Sunday school, they may hear double portion. That'd be all right if they do. He told them, he said, you do this and I'll do this. He said, I'll do this if you do that. And he gave them both. I believe Moses said in one place, he said, I've set before thee this day a blessing and a cursing. Good and evil. Life and death. And he said, choose. Choose. Fact of it is, we've got a choice. And I'm afraid some of us has chose the evil and not the good. Looks good, but it's not good. There's things. The scripture says, you go and read in those 26, I'll be honest with you, I don't know. They've been on. I'll just put it that way. They've been on. What do you mean, preacher? Well, that portion of scripture, and get over into Joshua, and you can, other things get on. I may get on this morning. I don't know. But the fact of it is, that God done for the children of Israel, he'll do for me and you.
Amen.
Yes, he will. Spiritually,
amen.
Not altogether naturally, but the fact of it is, you get your spirit where it belongs, and that natural man will he'll succumb.
Yeah.
He will. He'll yield.
Yeah.
Yes, he will. Best thing in this world, this old outward man, is to just die. Die. You say, preacher, I don't hear that. Succumb. Does that sound better? That's exactly what it means. Die. Yield. Brethren, the children of Israel had the best king in this world, in that of the Lord. You know where their troubles began? It began when they come to a man by the name of Samuel. They said, Samuel, give us a king that we might be like other nations. Brethren, God didn't set us aside to be like other nations. Glory! He didn't set us aside, my friend, to live like hell, my friend, and to bless us and forget about us. Preacher, that's too strong. It'll just have to be. Brethren, he said, you observe, you keep, you do. He said, then I'll bless you. I'll watch over you. I'll, brethren, get the enemy out of your way this morning. Bible says, now you might think, well, preacher, he's talking about Israel, and that doesn't have anything to do with us. Well, it does. Things hadn't changed. You go back in those chapters, 26, the latter part, 27, the whole chapter, 28, the whole chapter, and you go on till Moses gets took out of here. And you see what he left with the children of Israel. As I made mention this morning, he repeated that God had give him to give to the children of Israel. Young folks, you don't want to be one of the world. No, you don't. I'll be honest with you. You say, preacher, the young people have so much to contend with today. I understand what you're talking about, but you're also talking about my God. My God's able, brethren, to overcome this world. He'll do it for you this morning. Yes, he will. If you want God to overcome, if you want to be an overcomer, if you want to be one of his, brethren, and all the blessings that go with it, get out of the world, my friend. Isaiah. You have Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel. Then you have Obadiah, Joel, Amos, Habakkuk, if I can say that right, Micah, Malachi, Zephaniah. These was a little bit after that of Elijah and Elisha. They corresponded a little, but not much. But a lot of the years of these prophets entwined, overlapped. They prophesied in the same time and era. And brethren, they prophesied against these people that God, my friend, told to keep the commandments of God. We read this morning, my friend, that Moses told them, he said, when you go over Jordan, he said, you put stones over there. Brethren, and that ain't all. He said, you write on them all the laws and the commandments of God. Glory. Brethren, and he said, you keep them. And you walk in them. And then God will bless you on your journey. You go against the grain of God, you need to expect God's blessing. He ain't going to bless you. Why should you stay in church? Number one reason, my friend, you ought to have a desire. If you don't have a desire for the house of God, brethren, there's something wrong with you this morning. Isaiah was chosen. You go and read, and you can go on in the book of Isaiah, and you'll find out that Isaiah was just like you and me. He is a man. Lord said he needed somebody to go, and Isaiah at one time wouldn't go and go. But then he said, Lord, here am I, send me. Brethren, and when we get in the saddle, folks, you better hold on. Thank God God's gonna use you this morning. If you allow him. If you allow him, brethren, the children of Israel was God's people. They were his people. He had set them aside. He had separated them. He had called them out. You know what the New Testament says? Come ye out from among the world and be ye a separate. Thus saith the Lord this morning. You need to separate yourself from the world. Why, preacher, I'd have to leave this world. Paul said, didn't think so. Don't let this world get such a hold on you brethren, that you can't break loose from it. It'll bring you down. It'll tear you down. Brethren, it'll eat you up. Yes, it will. It'll devour. Absolutely devour you. I'm going to tell you this morning, I might read, might not. You may think that those things that Moses said unto the children of Israel, you go back in them chapters and read them. Brethren, they have some curses put upon them. And they were some blessings put upon them. But brethren, the blessing come because they is obedient. The curse come because they is disobedient. Preacher, you expect us to live like you? I expect you to live like a Christian. Glory, hallelujah! It don't matter who you are. If you've been born again, brethren, his commandments are just and true this morning. I'm going to tell you something. It seems like yesterday. But brethren, when I was 15 years old, God saved me. Can I tell you something? When God saved me, I didn't know altogether what I had. But I know one thing. I wasn't lost no more. Glory! I know that. Without a doubt, I know that. Brethren, there's some growing to be done. Do you know that? Some growing. Now, I'm going to tell you in growth steps, my friend, sometimes you fall. There ain't a mother or father one sitting here this morning that if her child begins to walk, when they fall, my friend, that you don't go pick them back up. And if not right then, after a while, you put them down and see if they'll do it again. Don't you? Huh? You don't think the Lord knows you'll fall? You don't think the Lord knows, my friend, how weak, how small, how little you are? Brethren, you will fall, but God will pick you up. He'll do it. He's done it for me. Brethren, I made a few mistakes along the way. I'm going to say this. I've said it many a time. I don't care who you are. Folks, I'm going to be honest. Brethren, God said go right and Randy went left. He didn't wait till I got out yonder in the field to tell me it was wrong. When that foot went left, my friend, he said, you're headed in a wrong direction. You're going wrong. You're going contrary to my commandment this morning. Folks, we living in a world that people are contrary, going contrary to the will of God, thinking they're in the will of God. Huh? Preacher, I don't believe that. Paul, did you not know that Paul thought he'd done God's service? That's what he said out of his own mouth. He made havoc of the church. Brethren, he threw them in jail and done away with some of them. I'm going to say this. My friend, some of you just need an old-time conviction. Glory, Mary. I may be convicted, brethren, of your wrongdoings this morning. God give them the commandments. Give it to Moses right on the mount. You know the scripture. I ain't going to get into all that. He gave them commandments, and then he commanded them to keep them. I read it to the Sunday school this morning. He said, and the Lord had avouched. He had avouched, my friend, for the Israel to be his peculiar people. That's what he avouched. Yes, sir. He said, I will be your God. Ye shall be my people, a holy and a peculiar nation. He said, I've lifted thee up. He said, higher than any nation. I've lifted thee up. Brethren, you can just take it for what it's worth. I told them several times this morning in Sunday school, I said, you might think we don't need to be in Deuteronomy, but brethren, God's got a message for this day and age. We just need to hear it. We need to listen. We need to look. He told that nation, Israel, he said, you go away from me. You go after strange gods. Strange gods, number one, thou shalt have no other gods before me. It ain't changed, folks. Everybody got gods. I know they do. You know they do. We all got them. I wouldn't admit that for nothing, would you? Yes. They're evident. Brethren, they couldn't be satisfied over, the children of Israel couldn't be satisfied till they went over there to somebody and cut a tree down. My friend took it to the smith and they told him what they wanted it to look like. Brethren, have worshipped it. Yes, sir. Even in the days of Moses while he was on the mountain, they carved them out one, molded them one. Aaron did. He said, give me your gold, give me your jewels. Brethren, he molded them a calf. Yes, sir. And they said, let this be the God that delivered us from Egypt, my friend. You listen to me. Did not Moses come down? And did not Moses melt down that gold and pour it in the water? And he told them to drink it. Yes, sir. Don't tell me. You go away from God, brethren, there's some drag to be drunk. And brethren, it won't be well with you. You know what Moses done? He said, who among you is on the Lord's side? And there's about 100 Levites come out. Yes, sir. He told every man to get him a sword, and they went through the company and they slayed them. Yes, sir, cut them off. Preacher, I don't like this kind of message. I got news for you. We're talking about God's people. I ain't talking about my... He didn't want them to be like the world, folks. He don't want us to be like the world. Brethren, it ain't pleasing to him. Amen. my dad, he didn't say too much about other people. But when I got older, he told me, he said, you stay away from that young man. Robert, he knowed. Don't tell me how he knowed. I don't know. But he knowed. I wasn't buddy-buddy with the guy. And I didn't hang around him. For the most part. I liked him. He was in my room. We graduated together. Went through school a whole 12 years together. But my dad said, don't hook up with him. Huh? Listen. Folks, if you don't realize it this morning, my friend, you're listening to the voice of your father. Yes, sir. And he's saying, don't go that way. He told the children of Israel after Joshua got them, they went over through the land. My friend, and they overcome Jericho. And as they went out, my friend, in other places, the Lord said, don't go through that city. But you go around it. He said, don't eat no bread. Don't drink no water. Don't associate with them. Listen. Words of life. That's what it was. Do you know why the Lord done it? He told them plainly. He said, because they will draw your heart away from me. Draw. Brethren, allurements of this world look good, don't they? Huh? They ain't never going to show you the end result. No? Not the end result. They want you to see all the good. There's good in this. There's good in this. There's nothing wrong with this. Nothing. My friend, they ain't got men and women, my friend, commercializing it. They've got kids. And the fact of it is, I'm just going to say this, my friend, this morning. Brethren, the government don't want you raising your children. They want to teach them, brethren, what they'll be. Something's wrong with that. Preacher, you get in trouble. I might as well be. Brethren, the Bible says, and you can go and read it for yourself, my friend, Moses done everything he could before he left here, my friend, to be sure the children of Israel, Robert, had the means to go on. Yes, sir. Where they could make it with the help of God this morning. Folks, it ought to break your heart, brethren, what the world's trying to do to you. Do you know what the Lord told the children of Israel? He said, cursed be the man. There's several of them. That wasn't all of them. That same God that said, I'll make you a high nation above all others. And you know the children of Israel was lifted up. But what happened to them? Huh? They even got lifted up in the world's eyes because they had mixed right along with them. Yes, sir. Preacher, I don't like this kind of preaching. I'm sorry. I ain't got to my message yet. Glory. Think about it. Brethren, God loves you just like a mother and a father would love their child. He loves you. He cares for you. He'd do anything in this world for you. I get the throwback. I get the throwback. God loves me so much. Why did this happen? Why did that happen? Why did that happen? Why did this happen? I get that. I get that. You know where them places come in, Robert? It comes into holding on.
Yes, sir.
Huh? He's still God. Thank God there ain't another. There never will be. Folks, you've got to love God with all you got, no matter what comes your way. God's able to make a way when there ain't no way. I'm going to say this. Brethren, you don't know what that person or that person or that person or that person had to face. You don't know, brethren, what that tragedy happened in their life might be a blessing on down the road. You hear me? You don't know. You don't know what's around the next curve. Do you know that? You don't know, but I can tell you this. I can tell you this. Folks, there's been no way in my life that I would have made it like I've made it had I not had the Lord with me.
Amen.
Ain't that what David said?
Yeah.
Had it not been for the Lord who is on our side. Huh? And folks, I want you to know, thank God he's on our side. If you're one of his, he's on our side. Moses said, don't do it. 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 Brethren, you do these things, God will bless you. Preacher, that's too many don'ts. No, son. I'm going to tell you something. Brethren, it has to do, in mine and your day, it has to do with the desire in our hearts. Yes, sir. And I'm going to say it, my friend, in our hearts and in our mind. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He whose mind is stayed on thee shall be kept, and that in perfect peace. Huh? He'll keep you. He'll keep you. I'm going to tell you something. Isaiah come along. And I'm going to read you a little bit of Isaiah, and then I'll bring my remarks to a close. You say, preacher, do you come up with an awful message this morning. Have heart trouble, they tell you to stay away from salt, soda pops, ice cream. Stay away from all the meat you can. But you can have all the kale, the spinach, turnip greens, and all the fruit you want to eat. You hear me? I know. I have kidney stones. You know what they done? They said, no more chocolate. You hear that? No more chocolate. No more tea. Them two things is hurting you. Listen. Listen. Guidelines. Rules. I know a man, he ain't much bigger than that. He's about the same height as I am. Thin as thin can be. I venture to say he's had 13 and 14 stents, if not more. Can't walk from here to that wall without giving out. Hear me? All hereditary. Huh? All hereditary. Can I tell you something? I'm not saved because my mama was saved.
Amen.
I'm not saved because my dad was saved. As far back as I can go. My granddad got saved after I did. Hear me? It don't follow the lineage. Preacher, I've been raised in church all my life. I'm a good person. You probably are. But are you saved?
Yeah.
Have you been born again? Makes a difference.
Amen.
Huh? Makes a difference. Makes me love everybody. Makes me love everybody. Bible says we know that we have passed from death unto life. Because why? Because we love the brethren. Because. I'm going to read you some scripture this morning. Now I want to say just a word or two before I do. That same children of Israel that Moses said, if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord, he said, then here's what's going to happen. Do you hear me? After a while, my friend, utterly destruction. Utter destruction. Preacher, they still over yonder. Not this group. Not this group. Isaiah comes along, and this is what he says. I'm going to read it to you. Lord, help me. I'm going to read several verses to you, but I'm going to read a few for sure. I want you to listen to what he said. Said, the vision of Isaiah, the son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Listen. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children. Listen. Did I not tell you he'd be just like a father unto you? Listen, this is what he said. I've nourished and I've brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. Did you hear that? We're talking about the same people that Moses had instructed over and over and over again, keep his commandments, keep his statutes, walk in all his ways. Listen, that's what Moses told them. The Lord said, I've nourished them. I've brought them up. They've rebelled against me. In such a manner as this, the ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel doth not know, my people doth not consider. We're talking about the same people. You say, preacher, I don't see the relevancy. You will. You hear? This is what he says in the fourth verse. I want you to listen. Ah, sinful nation. Ah, sinful nation. A people laden with iniquity. A seed of evildoers. Children that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backward. Did you hear that? Did you know that the ways of the children of Israel caused a prophet to have to prophesy such prophecy to his people? His people. Can I say something? Oh, sinful nation. Can I tell you something? I said it in the Sunday school. I'm going to say it to you. I want you to listen. Brethren, the world is full of churches with fleshly pastors. Preacher, I wouldn't say that. It's a fact. And you know where we're sitting? We're sitting at verse number 4. Oh, sinful nation. We have forgotten the Lord God Almighty. Now listen, you can read the rest of this chapter, except I'm going to read down. You might say, preacher, out of all that, he goes on. He says, your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land, strangers devour it in your presence. It is desolate as overthrown by strangers. He said, in other words, it's going to come to nothing. You're going to be desolate. Is that not what he said? Is that not what Jesus Christ himself said? When he walked out on the mountain and he looked over Jerusalem, what did he say? He said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Ye that stonest the prophets and killest them. How often I'd have gathered thee together. This is the Lord talking. This is the Lord talking to the same nation, my friend, that had forgotten him days without number. Jeremiah said so. He said, how oft would I gather thee together as a hen does her chicks, and ye would not. He didn't stop there. He says, behold, your house is left unto you desolate. Said the same thing that Moses gave them in Deuteronomy. Very same thing. Hear me. Hear me. God loves you. This is what Isaiah brought all the way down to the 17th chapter. Verse. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. 18th verse. Come. This is what he says to his people. I want you to get the message this morning. If there's ever been a time, my friend, that God's people needs to come, it would be today. Well, preacher, we ain't in bad shape. You just think you're not. Look around. Look around. I ain't lost my mind. I ain't lost my marbles. And I'll tell you something this morning. Brother, God be my witness. I'd rather preach something else. But he said, come now. Let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Did he not give them an invitation? Did he not open up his arms and say, come, come? Next verse says, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. You know what the next verse says? But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. You can go on and read the rest of that chapter. It tells you the state of the children of Israel in the days of Isaiah. Not just him alone. It's not God's will. This is what the New Testament says. Come and get a verse of a song, Mike, if you would. I don't know your heart. I don't know what you stand in need of. Can I be real honest with you? This is what the Lord said in the New Testament. He said, it not my will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You don't think God loves you this morning? Preacher, you just told us how bad we are. I didn't tell you how bad you was. I told you what would happen if you were bad. If you went away from God. If you did not his commandments. If you don't love him. If you don't follow after him. If you don't listen to his voice. Then there's no good coming your way. Did you hear that? There's no good. There's no good. There's no good proclaimed upon you. Not in the word. Preacher, you saying he do away with me? He done away with the children of Israel?
He did.
Did he not?
Yes, he did.
Were they not left desolate? Folks, this thing works spiritually the same way. We're living in the land of plenty. And absolutely starving to death. Starving. Starving. Some of us are going to die with malnutrition. Because we ain't been feeding the inward man. Feeding. Feed him. He needs to eat just like you eat naturally. You need to feed him. Did you know that the scripture teaches us that if we follow after the Lord, that it is full of joy? Preacher, I don't know what joy is. Would it be your own fault?
Yeah.
It would. It'd be your own fault. God's not our enemy. The Lord's not your enemy. I'm not your enemy. You know who's your enemy this morning? You need to look around. You know who your enemy is? It's that one you face every day in the mirror. Oh, preacher, I won't have that. He's your worst enemy. Why did Paul say he had to die daily? Because he had to face this man every day. Every day. When you get rid of him today, tomorrow, you'll face him again. Preacher, I don't want no continual warfare. Well, that's what it is. That's what it is. But there's some joy. There's some victory. There is. There's some smoothness. There's some ease. There's some peace. There's some peace, my friend, just like a river. Glory. Hallelujah. It is. It is. It is. There's something about being the child of God that the world cannot understand. Cannot. Will not. If they ever do, they'll be born again. Things change when you get saved. Do you know that? They change. They change. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you come from. Folks, they are a change that comes with being saved. Isaiah loved the children of Israel. You'll find 39 chapters that deal with the situation of Israel and that deal with judgment of their situation. 39 chapters. And then you'll find the others, the rest of the book. It's 66, 67 chapters. 66. Thank you. There's 27 more chapters. You know what they deal with? Mercy. Mercy. Not just mercy, my friend. He goes over there and he said, I'm going to make Jerusalem a rejoicing or a joy. And I'll make her people a joy. He's going to make something out of Jerusalem. Do you know what? It was after he destroyed them. Preacher, I don't know about that. Yep. I ain't got time to get in. You can go in 54th chapter and the 55th, and then you get over in the 60th, 62nd, and the 64th, 5th, and 6th. And it'll tell you all about what he's got for his people. His people. Moses said this when they left out. To his father-in-law's son, I believe. He said, come go with us. For the Lord has spoken good concerning Israel. Good. This is when they left Egypt, folks. Moses said, come go with us. It's 2023. And I'm just going to say this, brethren, because it is very fitting for the message this morning. Come go with us. for the Lord has spoken good concerning Israel, his people, which is the church, the body of Christ. While we stand, sing a verse. How about